Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're happy to have you, as always. We always tell a friend the Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Bless you. We want to call a friend, tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. And we are always here to reach for the truth in a grassroots level. We are not here to put anyone down, slander anyone, or talk against you. Amen. All you have to do is press 1 on your phone, and we would like to hear your comments and hear your expression concerning the study, which is giving and lending. And you'll find, amen. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to look upon all our lenders and all our givers. And Lord, we ask you to bless the message tonight, today, and whatever might be heard. Oh God, be inspiration to the saints and all those that are going through and working and designed to be better with your funds and be better stewards, oh God, and stewardship in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bind Satan's hand, better bind every weapon. Let the blood of Jesus cover this broadcast, the station, all the technology, all the people that are calling, that will be inspiration, and those that are listening, oh God, over the airways. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, it's always a blessing to look at and see those things that God is doing, amen. And sometimes we overlook what God is doing, and we overlook the things that he did for us. And when he had blessed us abundantly beyond our capabilities of understanding, amen, he wants to share through you, amen, your life to be a testimony for him, amen. In this world today, amen, God has always blessed his people with things, amen. Job is a prime example in the Old Testament, amen, and on the Old Covenant, how God blessed and used people's lives as a testimony, amen, to his concern for his people to do well. And the enemy came up, the devil came up in the prayer room and asked, and the God said, why are you coming up here? You wanted to consider my servant Job, amen, because God had blessed Job so and made him an example. He was the richest man in the country of Oz, and the devil wanted to destroy him just because he was discrediting the devil's work. And the devil does not have all power. So God always looking for an instrument to work through. Amen. So the enemy always designed to destroy what you have If he can't destroy what you have, he can steal what you have. And this is what the discussion is in this study, amen, to find out where the weakness lies. Amen. We know God blesses. You don't need just live right. Amen. He commanded Moses. Amen. He explained Moses. They lived for him. He would advance their life. He would call blessing to come on them and overtake them. So the problem seemed to be the opposite today. Men and women have been in church a long time. They have been, amen, living right a long time. And they always been seem as though, amen, that's why I say seem as though, they be a shortage of money. Amen. What is the problem? What is the problem? Is it a natural problem or a spiritual problem? Is it a budget problem? Is it skills? Or is it just letting their desires, amen, because they don't smoke or drink or gamble or be involved in partying and high stakes pleasure trips, and which the world has. Paul talks about that. Paul said that in the last days, man shall be lovers of themselves. They're lovers of themselves as well as lovers of pleasure. So men and women in the world, they're having a great time. They're having a great time. Amen. So the enemy, he always looking a way to discredit the church and God's people. Amen. So we want to find out what seemed to be the problem. Amen. We know the false prophets and false teachers always want a handout. They always want to be blessed. They always want to tie God's people up under pledging. They always want to tie God's people doing excessive giving. Amen. Could that be the problem? Could that be stealing? Amen. All the church is not teaching enough. Always the church is not doing this enough or that enough. But the church is always giving. And ministry is always about money, money, money. Amen. Because we're dealing with people, people problems, and people conditions. Amen. But here we're trying to focus, and we want to focus on, where is the funds going? Amen. God said he'll make us the head and not the tail. Amen. He want to make you the head and not the tail. He wants you to be the lender. Amen. And not the borrower. So the subject is giving. Do we are giving to the right people? Do we know how far to give and what to give? And when we get to the point where we know we're not capable of giving, amen, because we're taking care of all of our household responsibilities, then it's time that those that constantly come to us, then is it time to lend? Is it time to lend? Because once you are able to give and to lend without hurting your household, your family, your bills, you have a place to sleep, amen, you don't be grudging and mean against the church. Amen. Then you're at the head and not the tail. In other words, we want to hear your opinion on such a case tonight, today, wherever you are. Amen. Taking a scripture from the book of James. Amen. He's saying that James 1 and 25, it says, whosoever looking into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, he being not to forget a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man is blessed in his deeds. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridle not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Jesus spoke many times. He said, when I was sick, when I was hungry, when I was homeless, amen, when I was in prison, you didn't come to me. So we have to find our footsteps in this subject and see where we are. And amen, ask God to help us. Amen. So you can dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. Or you can go to your, amen, your computer, and you can go online and have a Bible study later on. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries and look for Doctrine of Truth in the subject. And there are many more. And you can review this broadcast tonight, today. Amen. If you dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816 and push 1 on your phone, we will not call your name. We just give you an area code and the last 4 digits of your telephone. After our technician have typed you in, amen, and then you can go right ahead, amen, and discuss, amen, from a grasp, from experience about giving, or an experience about lending. How do you see it today? How do you feel, amen, what is happening today, amen, with the financial situation, amen, of your friends and your brothers that you know are in Christ, and maybe you can pinpoint it for us. Amen. We're listening to a certain portion. Amen. Just push 1 on your phone. We have, amen, Al Green here, the portion of this song. But we have a caller. Amen. And you can push area code 954. Amen. And God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. God bless you, Bishop.
Good to have you.
Always a good subject. You know, the Lord demands us to be good stewards over our household, and that means the financing of a household. You know, Joseph was one of the best stewards in Bible history when it came to being a good steward. He showed the Pharaoh how to manage the harvest so that not only they could go through the famine for 7 years, but all the surrounding nations was able to share in that blessing too, that the system that it came up with. Now that's being a good steward over your finances. But today we are required to do the same thing in our household. Every person has been given enough to sustain themselves, but it's how you manage it. And I think where we miss out is when we don't stay in the Word of God in all aspects of our lives, we get to when that the airways, the media and the advertisement would get us to where in that we entertain our wants to make our wants become needs. And therefore, when we allow our wants to become needs, we are mismanaging now and we're not being a good steward. And it's important that we always separate our wants from our needs and not allow the enemy to entice us into thinking that a want is a need.
All right.
A lot of times before you go and purchase something or spend some money somewhere, you need to pray about it and to seek the Lord whether or not is I'm doing the right thing here. Do I really need this, or this is something that I want that I have allowed to get in my flesh and push me to thinking that it's a need rather than a want.
Okay. Very good. And I see he was talking about Paul was talking about 1 Timothy 4. He said, now in the Spirit speaketh expressly in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. Amen. And doctrines of devils, they are. And I feel that you were discussing there concerning seducing spirits and, you know, enticing people to go out and get things above their means. Amen. All right. Notice and go right ahead. Is he still there? Okay.
Yes, I'm still here. It also in James, it talk about not muzzling the ox while he labor in the fields. You see the good, good stewardship, whether it be in the beast of burden of working the land or a person managing his household. It's God, when he first gave Adam his assignment, he gave him assignment that he is to subdue, he is to manage. He is to manage the garden. And if you're managing, then there won't be any like anywhere, and there won't be any what we do today, reckless spending, or you will have sufficient to lend. This is what I'm saying, what Joseph did. Joseph's plan was so well, they were able to lend to all the surrounding nations that none went liking during the famine.
All right. Management coming up. Amen. Here that you got to manage what God give you. You got to manage what God give you. All right. God bless you as always, Doctor. You can hang around if you want to. We're going forward. Those who can push one, amen, on your phone. We're talking about, amen, stewardship. And not only that, are you being seduced? We might as well face it, come to the fact, and let's face it head on. We're talking to each other. We're not putting each other down, but amen. The Bible says the truth shall set you free. Sometimes we don't think we're being deceived by the enemy. We don't think that the devil is ahead of us. But you have to understand, if without the Holy Spirit, he will get ahead of you. And deception is one of his biggest weapons. He deceived the angels in heaven. Amen. That he came down and deceived Adam and Eve by giving them half-truths, showing them half-things. You can just press one on your phone, maybe something that happened to you and God had revealed it to you about your finance and things like that that happened. Amen. You can dial toll-free 855-236-2252, or you can dial 1-347-215-8816. Amen. If you pray and live right and be honest with God, he will answer your prayer. He will answer your prayer. He will give you the information. He will help you in your environment. Amen. This also came out once in one of the studies we had here. Amen. Even when Noah was, God told Noah to build an ark to save his family. Amen. God will help you wherever you are financially, and if you just listen to him. Now, Peter talked to God, even though he was walking through his son Jesus Christ, was on this earth, but he told Peter to discuss with him about paying his taxes. So Jesus told him where to go. He told him where to go. Peter was a fisherman, and he led him right back to his occupation. He led him right back to his skills. Amen. God will not put an area on you to work an area that you don't understand or study. Amen. No, the Holy Spirit will not work that way. He will work within what you have. Amen. You can press one on your phone and share with us a dream or a vision that in some way it helped you through this area. Amen. Of being liking. God's people, if you don't stop gambling, stealing, lying, using all your money for high type partying, amen, and elaborate trips, and dressing up, and being excessive with your finance, amen. You should have some money left. There should be some money left. Now you're on the righteous side. Now you're with Jesus. And the Holy Spirit is redirecting you and redirecting your finance, amen, and a church home and all of that you thought you need to get peace in your heart and your mind. You find out you don't need it anymore. You don't need that anymore, amen, because you have Jesus. You have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You have the songs, and you have peace, that hole in your life now. amen, is now being fulfilled, amen, through Jesus Christ. He said, I'll be with you, even to the end of the world, amen. And he is, if you let him into this area of financial difficulties, he will help you. Amen. I remember, amen, while we're waiting for someone to press one and God is prompting your heart to share it with us, amen, that early part of my ministry, me and my family was traveling from one city to another, and I asked the Lord concerning to help me in my financial difficulties, you know, to help my family, amen. And he told me to buy gold. He told me to buy gold. That's been the early part of the 80s, to buy gold. And during that time, gold was down about 30-some cents an ounce, $40 an ounce, somewhere in that area. Amen. And the thing about it, the surroundings, amen, the people I was associating with and those that was in my circle, did I believe in that kind of investment? They didn't believe in investment, investing their money. They believe in spending and maybe saving just a little, probably, for their Christmas holidays or family reunions or birthdays, but for the inheritance, for their home, for the stability of their life, they look to God. But God always lead us, amen, to protect our home and our family. Paul told Timothy, said, listen, Timothy, if a man does not, amen, take care of his own household, he's worse than an unbeliever. Amen. Unbeliever use all he have to worship his God. He'll travel for games, for, amen, for big type of sports, big fiestas and big Mardi Gras, and they'll fly, travel all over. Forget about their house, their home, their family, their children. Amen. It's about themselves. And they'll work on that later. And what the deception is with the devil, they still going to work on their house later. Still going to work on, amen, to get sick, no insurance. Somebody should pass away, no insurance. No life insurance, no inheritance. They don't spend it up all their inheritance, no inheritance. Amen. So God wants to, he doesn't necessarily work on now. He wants you to work for a wise man, prepare an inheritance for his children. Amen. Amen. Let's push one. We don't want to leave all the time here. Amen. We want to talk about what you think it is. What you think it is. Is it too much outside activities that Paul was saying to Timothy, amen, that he was talking to the young pastor. In the last days, perilous times should come. Men should be lovers of their own selves. Amen. Could that be the problem? Could that be the problem of men loving themselves? Amen. God love them now. God love you. You got to give God space to love you. Amen. Those that are coming new in Christ, give God space to love you. Give God space to love you. All right. We see we have another caller. Area code 305. 4271. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Doctor. How you doing?
Just fine. How are you today?
All right.
This is a very interesting subject that you're talking, and I think it's one that's has been hid quite a while. You know, there's a deceitfulness of riches. And money is in the center of it.
Yes.
I don't think money is an answer according to the scriptures. Money
yes.
should
mm-hmm.
never ask the question. You see, when
mm-hmm.
money start asking you the question, that's when you start loving it. You
mm-hmm.
see, and
mm-hmm.
you never feel you get that answer because you want more. More, it begins to drive you. And I thought about, while you was talking, I thought about the church, I think it was the Apostle Paul, he predicted in the latter times that the people would be made merchandise of. You see,
yes,
they'll be deceived. Yes. They'll be money. They feel like money is the answer to help them get the answer to what they need from God, and that's
mm-hmm.
where the trouble starts. You
mm-hmm.
see,
mm-hmm.
you can feel like it's the move of God, but when you look around, you can feel that you wind up seeing that you're independent. You're rather away from God, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he encourages us to look to the hill. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When you got plenty of money, you better look to the hill. Because
mm-hmm.
I heard an old man say some time ago, he said, well, you know it or not, you can have your pocket full of money and lose it, you know? So we live in a time that the answer is what the old preachers and the prophets been saying. Jesus is the answer. So that's why he said in the final analysis, he said, I counsel you. Now, I like his
mm-hmm.
terminology, to buy of me gold. See,
mm-hmm.
the gold
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
Jesus gives us is the wealth of the kingdom. You see,
mm-hmm.
it's
mm-hmm.
not the,
mm-hmm.
the precious metal. You see,
mm-hmm.
it's the wealth
mm-hmm.
of the kingdom. And I know it's true because the Lord said to me one time, I don't know whether I was down or what, but he said to me, I know what it was now. I was telling him, Lord, I need to go back to school because I can't compete. I'm not even a good speaker. And so he told me, he said, no, he said, you got to remember that the day
mm-hmm.
will come that all that a man has on this earth, he got to leave it.
All
so
right.
that held a question in my, well, what will I have, you see, when that
mm-hmm.
day comes? And
mm-hmm.
it is the same old subject, Bishop. The riches of the kingdom is Jesus. He's
yes,
the wealth.
Mm-hmm.
I felt something right there when I said that, but he is
mm-hmm.
the wealth. And what
yeah.
he'll do if you give your life to him, see, he know
mm-hmm.
how to make money, you know, come out the ocean. He tell you
yes,
where
sir.
It is in the ocean. He tell you where the treasure is. He tell you go catch a fish. You get what I'm saying?
Amen.
So that's Jesus. And
yes,
him,
yes.
him, he and us, he is the hope of glory. You see?
Yes.
So
mm-hmm.
this thing with money, God wants us to he wants us to have our pockets full of it. But he wants
mm-hmm.
you to look to him so he can teach you how to be a good steward. That makes sense, don't it?
Right.
He don't have no problem with you owning things, but you got to have him so things will own you.
Mm-hmm.
I got rid of a couple of cars I had because you know what I determined?
Mm-hmm.
I used to like cars. And I saw that all you got to do is just go on by it. If you see one, just go on by it. You see?
Mm-hmm.
But what got to me was, Bishop, being a believer, a Christian, what got to me,
mm-hmm.
I got to take care of those cars. I got to wash them and wax them, keep them clean. I got to get insurance. I got to protect them. I said, well, man, for what? I can't drive but one.
Yes,
you see?
Yes,
so
yes,
the law
yes.
taught me how to be a steward, you see? It's not don't have, because all you got to do is look to him, and he'll have money coming if you really need it. That's why he said according to his riches and glory, because he can call it up And you see what I'm saying? He can give you the wisdom and the understanding how to deal in this world. So that's what I'm looking at here, being a good steward. Now, you got plenty of money, you're not a good steward. You better make friends with somebody who giving away soup, because that's what you're going to be doing in the soup line. Thank you, Bishop.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. Very needful, amen, insights there. And that's what we strive for, amen, here in this broadcast, to make it simple and give some insights. Because what I caught on to is my mentor told me early part of my ministry, and many times people hear me say that, amen, when I was coming into Christ and ministering, and I went to my mentor and began to talk with him, and amen, I didn't know at that time God can reveal things to people, amen, that's helpful to you, that will help you, encourage you, amen. And he said, you need some money. I was so stunned. I said, yes, sir, I need some money. And I had a figure in my mind. And he said, well, you know, I can tell you where some buried at. Then he stopped. He shook. He said, no, I won't do that. I won't do that. And I was trying to talk to him in a crafty way as possible. But he said, no, I want you to, these things that you're going through, don't let nobody pay you for it. Don't let nobody pay you for going, because God going to show you something. God want to help you. Amen. That he's the source, and that's what he was saying to me many years. Amen. That he's the source. If we don't strive, amen, to ask God to really lean on him and, amen, hide, you know, talk to him and tell, like Hannah, tell your mouth look like everybody think you're drunk or something, and tell you, amen, that you know that you're going to depend on him, his heart, your heart, and use him, because he's a good shepherd. Amen. And through that, I learned, amen, things, amen, God told me things and how to use what I got, you know. And like I say, Peter went to the fishing. Peter was fishing. It was working. And Jesus came out on him on the water. So he caught in the fish. Amen. He didn't tell him to go out to make tents and go, you know, put this down and go build trailers or go get your doctor's degree in medicine. No, he said, no, let's cast on the right side. Amen. So I know there's some that's going through now. You've been given all, but you can only give what you have. But Paul addressed that. Give it to your ability. Amen. He addressed that you're given. Haggai spoke of, and the last caller was expressing concerning, amen, Haggai spoke of the first chapter, that thus said the Lord God, consider your ways. Go to the mountain and bring wood, build the house, and I will take pleasure in it. I will be glorified, said the Lord. You look for much, and lo, it came little. When you brought it home, I blew upon it. Why? Said the Lord of hosts, because my house that is waste, and you run every man to his own house. Amen. I heard a man say that one time, and many of us begin to realize, amen, if you neglect paying your tithes and offerings, supporting God's house, those that are in Christ now, if you're not in Christ, I know they fight this all the time. And amen, I don't have nothing to do with those that try to predict whatever. I have a personal relationship with God. Amen. And he told me many times, and you pay your tithes. I know I'm preaching. I know I'm a bishop of the church, but I do support the church, because the church is Jesus' church, not mine. Amen. Even though I'm pastoring one, but those are Jesus' people, and those, they accepted Christ. They did not accept me. They accepted Christ. So I do support the church, because I learned it the hard way. Amen. Many times God spoke to me to pay your tithes. And I, you know, the elders taught it to me early in the ministry, for I learned the word good. Amen. And when I don't, amen, I know something is wrong. So I begin to consider what's happening. Amen. Many saints, amen, that do not support the church, amen, do not support, amen, the saints and God's business. Amen. It give room to the enemy. And that's what this is what the I feel in this subject concerning the deception of the devil, amen, as always, you got to know your enemy, that he's working craftily behind closed doors on the saints. And every time you turn around, when the saints are going to make a move to glorify God in their living, amen, he sends somebody, amen, send somebody that need to borrow. Send somebody that you feel that you want to give. But you should not be giving, amen. As pastoring, many have come back and said, Pastor, I want my tithe back. I want this back. I want that back. Amen. But you gave it to God. And this is what the enemy desired to do, amen, to shut down churches, amen, shut down Christian home and discredit the men and women of God, amen. Make them look like, amen, you should come back out. You should come back to me. Come back to the devil. And his deception, remember now, deception is half-truth. Remember now, he uses, amen, God's material and God's word and weak-minded brothers and sisters, and amen, and those that have fallen away, amen, constantly reminding you. I should have some that, when I was coming up in Christ, I said, well, you know, you're a Christian now. You're not supposed to do this and do that. I said, yes, sir, I know I'm a Christian. I know that. Amen. And I get, you know, get a little upset because I know what they was, because I didn't lend them, or because, amen, I would not give to their gambling or give to their means, their glory, amen, and they wanted it, but no. So where we are? Have you been giving? But what about telling people, you know, I need this now, what I'm going to have, and I can lend you. You want $1,000? I can lend you $10. Or I can lend you, you know, I remember, and you press one on your phone, but, you know, it's a hot button for me and many other ministers and pastors. I used to carry a little money in my pocket, and because the area where we have a ministry was one of the main streets, and we have people coming in and asking the deacons and for support. Amen. And it got to the point where what really, I guess it was time. The Holy Spirit was teaching us. And we gave a man a couple of dollars, and he got upset. I can't do anything with $2. I can't do it. I can't buy a meal with $2. And we say, sir, we just trying. There's some other people, other church. No. I need this. I need this. Oh. And that, from that point on, we decided to say, okay, now, we don't give out money. We don't do such a thing. Whatever we do, we have a list of names, you know, this, that, and the other. So, amen. You just push one on your phone where the technician will put you in, that you can only do so much, but don't take out, amen, what you have. And discredit your family, your home, amen, because you gave away in the name of the Lord. And it was the enemy. He's the enemy. You know it's the enemy. How can we address it? Somebody might have some ideas. How can we address lending and giving without hurting your household? Maybe something you have done and you find it working, and you can share that with us. Amen. You can just push one on your phone there, and we have the technician would put us in. Amen. All right, we have another caller, 305. Is that 4271? Amen.
Bishop, I had another comment while you was talking.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yes, sir.
The scripture teaches us that God gives us He gives us his love. He commended his love toward us, you know, mm-hmm. in that Christ died. And see, he gave us his love so that we can operate we can be successful, you see, even in financial matters. Everything in God works by his love. That makes sense? So people come on as though you have to do this and you have to do that. You have to help with this cause and help with this cause, all in the name of God. But what he really wants you to do is let the love in you dictate what you should give and who you should give it to. That makes sense? So we should. He don't want us to see what you look like, giving your money where there's no profit. Amen.
Okay.
And that's a lot of that's happening. But what I really want to say was that we're being deceived on every hand. You see, that's why when you look at the core of the matter, that's why he gave us his spirit, you see. That spirit operates by love. In other words, God wants you to be prosperous, you understand, but he wants you to keep looking to him, you see. And what's going on today is, well, you do this and you do that. You do this and do that, but if you don't have the Spirit of God, you can't tell whether it's what truth or not truth. You see? So let the Holy Ghost dictate in you, you see? And he'll begin to show you things in the scripture where co-signing is not a good thing for the believer. If you can't freely give it, you can go on the procedure of lending by when one asks you, but it's not a good thing if you got to lend it so that you be waiting for them to pay you back. You have to be led by the Spirit of God. And people will tell you, I thought you was this and I thought you were that. Well, that's what the devil been doing from the beginning. You see?
Amen.
So you're absolutely right in what you're saying, because this has been the thing from the beginning. What should I do with what God gives me? You see? And we live with the pretense of knowing that someday, you understand, we're going to have to give an account of how we spend this money. And the Word teaches that, you know, in the New Covenant, God gives to us. Paul said, give as the Lord prosper you. You see what I'm saying? So you have to look at this thing and stay with God. Trust his spirit and keep on walking. Listen, ain't nobody. My mama told me, said, "Boy, ain't nobody gonna tell you it's gonna be easy."
That's
when you stand when you stand alone for right, it's gonna feel lonely. But God told me you got to make loneliness your friend if you want to walk this thing right. You want to walk straight, because there's all kinds of things that look good, but it's not good. Thank you, Bishop.
All right. All right. God bless you. We have another caller. Amen. I think another caller on 954-4427. We have another caller. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And I agree with Bishop there. We all given enough. If we manage it right, We can sustain ourselves. But like I said, when it comes to lending, if you lending and you like Elder was saying, if you lending and you anticipating the date to get it back, then you're not in a position to lend.
That's right.
You know, you're not in a position to lend, and you need to let the person know that you're not able at the time, because not if you're gonna be looking for it back. I see us look and see how we get enough in. It's just what are we doing with what we get in, you know. You know, Elder was talking about, you know, can't drive two cars, and which is true. You know, sometimes we get to the point where that we may have more house than what we need. You know, there was a time earlier in your life, there was a lot of members in the family, but when you get further down the road and get down to the two of you, maybe you got too much house and need to downsize and get rid of some of the extra house. But managing your money is an important part of your stability in life, because when you don't manage your money right, now all the pressures of the world will come down on you and force you to make wrong decisions, because now you're trying to take from one area to meet another need, and so you're constantly trying to catch up instead of maintaining. You're constantly trying to catch up, and that comes from mismanagement of your money. So you're going to always be making the wrong decision because you're behind. And when you're behind like that, the pressure, you're not thinking well. So you need to get out in front and pre-plan things and not allow the things that are in your flesh to push you away, and that you begin to think that it's a need. That's the thing I see mostly.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. Yes. I want to make this point. We always coming out of running out of time, but we thank God. I remember when Paul was saying he was in perils. Amen. He was in perils in the sea he was in danger among his brethren, dangers on the road, dangers on all different areas of time. And that's what the enemy doesn't want people to realize, that, you know, he does things in seasons, and he does things in time. He can't. Jesus said that, you know, what the psalmist talking about, you know, about in the morning, trouble don't last always. If you think about that, amen, it's always, the enemy always going around to see what he can buff somebody, amen. He can try to shake you up now, then he'll leave, he'll come back around again and try something else. He's always trying to get in, amen, find a weakness, amen. They always do. Here and there, Paul said he was always in some kind of situation, in jail. He's been beat 3 times. You know, the enemy doesn't want you to know that. He's not going to be there always. No, 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 no. Amen. When we start pleading the blood of Jesus and living right, amen, he comes and he goes. You know, situation comes and goes. And you know, patience is our great, great tool, saints forget. Because God be done heard our prayer, he's going to answer. He's going to help us out of debt. Amen. And the enemy said, oh, you got to do it now. You got to do it now. Because he knows if he can make you make a swift, quick decision, amen, and you can kind of upshake your home and get your finance tied up. Amen. Saints, we need to talk about, amen, ask telling people, and you're going to lend now. We're in a time now, amen, you have to watch your budget, take care of your household. If you can't give, lend it, but don't lend it like the doctor was talking about. Don't lend it and you know you got to have it back next week. You know, you just can't lend it right now. I learned that I got it. I'm not going to lie, I got it, but I just need it right now. Let me find somebody else to call, you know, to help you out. You know, you just have to, you know, be. Sometimes we're lovable and we're gullible and we're trying to help people. And if they really want help, they'll listen to what you're trying to advise them to do. Amen. Then some of them just need to come into Christ. They just need to come into Christ. All right, we'll probably take one more caller. Amen. And we're down now. There's nothing like, you know, God is our Savior, and we need him to, amen, touch these areas in our life. And what I have found and through studying, amen, the enemy cannot touch you in certain areas. Amen. As we come and go, if a man, James said, if a man draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to him. When people start coming to Christ, there's one area the devil can't touch you in. Amen. For sure, in this time, if those that are in Christ and you know, amen, you're being stole from, you know, being lied on, and there's so much identity theft going on now, the bank accounts and these many of these crooks out there, they over your money, amen, and some of them are saved, some of them are not saved, and all kind of lifestyle. You know, let the blood of Jesus cover your funds. That's why you need to invest in the church. You got to invest in the church. But there's a time, and I didn't, you know, this was brought to my understanding through the Holy Spirit, when a person say he want to accept Christ as his Lord and Savior. Confession is powerful. Repentance is powerful. The devil has to step back. I mean, he has to release a person. He has to release them, because when they begin to say, Lord, I take you as my Lord and Savior. Lord, save me. Or God, forgive me. Oh, God, I plead the blood of Jesus in my life. I'm sorry about what I've done. The devil got to step back. He cannot get in there and try to deter you. If you meant it from your heart, he cannot try to block that salvation. Of course, it's not allowed. It's not allowed. He's not allowed, because the blood of Jesus covering that person. Amen. When that person want to come in under the blood and he begin to confess and begin to walk towards God, amen, even in his heart, he can feel that freedom, that load of weight come off his life and in his mind, come free because of what? It's a law. It's a law. And as God provided the blood of Jesus, Jesus died for that person. Amen. John 3:16 is powerful. Amen. The devil know the blood sacrifice. He know the atonement for confession. He know the atonement for the covenant. Amen. It's in the blood of Jesus. It's not in the bulls and the heifers and the goats. They're not to sprinkle anything on you anymore. Amen. The blood might be contaminated or whatever, because the life of the body is in the blood. But if his person, whoever you're going through, even the saints of God, amen, realize the blood is a sacrifice that Jesus gave, and the enemy got to step back. He got to step back. Amen. Because the blood sacrifice been happening from the Garden of Eden all the way up to the time of our soul, Lord and Savior gave his blood, that atonement. And when the enemy hear that, the blood of Jesus, it shakes him. He got to back up. He has to back up. The blood demanded him to step back. So those that want to be accept Christ, and you're going through like your finances falling apart, because the devil have all the right now. You're not covered in the church. You're not covered under the covenant of the church. Amen. You haven't been washed away your sin through water baptism. Starting a fresh start now. Amen. You need God. And those of us that in Christ, and that's all of what is happening now, amen, because of lack of knowledge. It's just the lack of knowledge. The enemy is eating up your finance. Amen. Because of what? People, friends, and things, and activities. Yes, you got it. You don't have to go just because you got it. Amen. You don't have to fly to Paris just because you got it. You save and you got money. You don't have to give up. Then next thing you turn around, well, Lord, I need a blessing. Amen. The Lord told me one. Amen. Lord told me once, he said, he told me what to do, and the church was giving me time to minister, and after a while, peer pressure got to me, being a young minister, and people just giving, they were thinking because of our traveling, and God said, listen, I gave it to you, and you gave it away. I said, Lord, but they was talking against me this day. He said, yeah, but I gave it to you, and you gave it away. Amen. God can touch people's heart. All right, we have another caller. Amen. Area code 561. Last four digits, 4556. I believe. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. It's better to give than to receive. The Lord loves a cheerful giver. but we can't give our pearls to swine. Amen. And a fool is money. Amen. We gotta get discernment, and when God gives us something, we have to do the wise thing with it. Amen. It's nothing to be squandered foolishly. Amen. When we was uncircumcised, we didn't know how to appreciate the gift that God given us. But once we come into circumcision, the knowledge of the Lord, we must be wise stewards, good stewards. Amen. With our time, our mind, our body, and our soul, and our money. Amen. Even our prayer life, our prayer time. Amen. Our conversation. God bless you.
God bless you. Very needed for you. You hit a point there. That's why I like the different callers, because out of mouth of two or three witnesses, God can draw back things to you. Amen. When the Lord spoke to me about something, he said, don't cast your pearls upon swine. So when you're young in the ministry, I said, oh, Lord, these people are swine. Oh, God. I was somewhere ministering, and about 20 preachers there. I was supposed to be on program, and by God, and I got there. Oh, the Lord this and Lord that. I got there with my family, and I said, Lord, remember? Amen. I was caught up in that, but I didn't know. You have to pray. You always still have to pray. The enemy used deception. He used God's word. Amen. You have to stay close to him. Amen. We're talking about lending and borrowing, lending, giving. Amen. We thank God for your cause. We're praying that this would help some of us that are struggling. When God make you the head, that means you can lend out and give out, and it does not affect your family. It does
Hallelujah.
Not affect your spiritual attitude. All right, Doctor, you got another call? Yeah. Amen. Amen. Go right ahead, Doctor. You got it. Amen. The last speaker, 4556. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. You got a couple minutes. Go right ahead.
Praise the Lord. I would like to say the Lord dealing with me today, and he's dealing with me. Our healing comes after the revealing. Even though we might be deceived or it's some deception, but God blesses us after the, or during deception. Amen. So when we're giving, and lending our ear even, we have to be discernful from what we listen to and who we listen to. Amen. I just want to say my role model today is the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. That should be each and every Christian man, woman, and girl of God role model. Amen.
Amen.
That is
Amen.
Our role model. So I just want to say out there, be encouraged, each and every one of you in Radio Land, be encouraged that our best is yet to come. Our obedience makes our blessing expedient. God bless you.
God bless you. Good to hear. Amen. As always, Father, we thank you for the callers. And Lord, we ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance, O God, upon each and every one. And we pray that, God, that you reveal, amen, where the parts of our weakness is that the enemy try to destroy. And Lord, we rebuke him right now through the word of God and the blood of Jesus. Lord, we rebuke it. In Jesus' name, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
My flaws.